Here in downtown Chattanooga, at the corner of Georgia Avenue and Market Street, there's a public space where people like to gather outside Patton Towers. The Porch Project is a collaboration to improve that space, make it healthier, more welcoming, more functional for the people who use it most. A pilot project that relies on their input and feedback.
Good people around here, we're trying to keep it straight. And I'm one of the volunteers to help him with the painting. I'm trying to keep everything respectable and stuff and manageable and things. And I'm going to do what I can do to try to keep our project going.
The Chattanooga Design Studio is part of the team of local organizations steering the Porch Project and working with residents. Lindsay Wilkie is urban design coordinator at the studio, and Beverly Bell is an urban designer there. Lindsay, Beverly, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah, thanks so much.
What is it about this corner of Market Street and Georgia Avenue that makes it so, on the one hand, it's densely populated, but on the other hand, it is the most sociable place in that part of downtown?
Yeah, it's a really unique public space in our city. So when we talk about public spaces, we think about, I think people typically think of parks like Miller Park or waterfront, but sidewalks are some of our biggest public spaces. And in 2018, the studio, in partnership with Enterprise Center, did a study where we had about 70 volunteers, and we counted and measured for over the course of 2 days the number of people that are spending time in our city center, loosely defined by the Innovation District. And this corner at Georgia and Market Street rose to the top in our data as one of the most actively, not only one of the most actively used public spaces, but one of the most sociable public spaces. So by sociable, I mean there are people spending time in groups of two or more for over the course of periods of time, you know, not just passing through the space, but really spending time on this corner. And Patton Towers is an income restricted residential neighborhood in our, we've been referring to it really as a vertical neighborhood. It's one of the most dense residential buildings really in all of our downtown. There's close to 200 people that live in this building. And so you think of this vertical neighborhood in the heart of our city, and this sidewalk is really a porch space. And so it's this interesting kind of confluence of both businesses nearby that are passing through, but also it's, you know, someone's front porch that lives downtown day to day. And so from an urban design standpoint, it's also kind of geographically at an interesting point in our city. Georgia Avenue is this kind of ceremonial street that cuts through our downtown. And so at this nexus of Georgia and Market Street is where our two grids come together. So you think about just from the flow of our city, it's also a really interesting location. It's a block away from our central Miller Park. It's a block away from our library. The Innovation Center is right across the street. And so there's an interesting dynamic from a geography of the location and also the social dynamics of that corner.
And when it comes to the Porch Project, as it's called, it is all at its core about listening to the people who live there. Tell us more about that process.
We really started this project by listening. So it started with coffee talks that were started September of last year, where our core project team, which is Chattanooga Design Studio, Chattanooga Department of Transportation, the YMCA of Metropolitan Chattanooga, the Downtown Public Library, and Patton Towers. And we started out by just going out on the sidewalk and putting a table out there and having free coffee, pastries, bagels, and inviting people to just stop by, say hello, and start to form relationships. And we started off by just kind of asking how their day's going. We started and then kind of evolving into asking about how they felt about the space. We did surveys. We did just a lot of really interesting interactive ways of gathering information from people about how they felt about the space, what they envisioned about how it could improve, and just really how they wanted their outdoor front porch to feel. And that kind of evolved into, once we hired the design team, one of the key components we wanted on that team was a artist who was able to very creatively engage people through some community engagement efforts, and that was Genesis the Gray Kid. So he led several different sessions called Words in Gray, where he asked people to write a poem about how they felt about the space. He led people in exercises where they sketched about what they thought the space could look like. And all these efforts were just opportunities to listen to the people that use this space every day and really make this project tailored to their specific needs, their specific want, and so that this space was made with them, not for them.
And for these residents, it's probably the first time that they encountered not only an outreach, but an artistic process like this.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, it's been a really interesting process. One, and just the project team side, that there's about six partners working on this project together. And so we bring together kind of this wide skill set of both interests and resources that we all bring to the table. But then, yeah, our very, very first meeting before we even got the project really going, we included the residents to say, you know, what do you even think about this process? Do you think that this space can be transformed even from the way that we perceive this, that people from outside the community perceive this corner to be a more welcoming space for all? And I think there were definitely dissenting opinions even in that first conversation. But it, as Beverly said, it was really all about listening and ultimately relationship building. I mean, there's some really cool renderings that maybe folks have seen of the project, and the final physical manifestation of the project is important. But I don't know, I think one of my former mentors used to say the race is really the prize. And I think that's certainly the case in this project, that while there'll be some beautiful art and benches and plants and flowers out there, the process of this project has been the most important part and will continue to be even after the space is built out by the beginning of November.
You mentioned some of the things that are becoming part of that space: seating, landscape planters. There are other things that are part of this: sidewalk paint, use of color in general, free payphone, free Wi-Fi. All of these things are going into that space.
Yeah, it's going to really transform that corner. I mean, you know, I think someone said, oh, this is going to be one of those Instagrammable moments in our city. And we certainly hope it's more than that. But I don't know. I think the story of the swimming pool is kind of interesting. Do you want to?
Yeah. So in one of Genesis's Words of Gray exercises, where we were doing the sketching, one of the artists, he was getting people to just sketch out what they wanted to see in the area. And he really wanted to see a pool on Georgia Avenue, which is an awesome idea, but not exactly feasible. And so the design team, WMWA, Landscape Architects, and Genesis took that idea and said, well, maybe we can't do a pool on Georgia Avenue, but we can use paint to paint the street blue, make it different shades of blue, give it kind of that pool feeling. And so that's what's been so neat through this whole process, is all of the things that are going out in that space started from the ideas of the residents that were gathered through those sketches or through those words or through those conversations.
Once this installation is complete, that's not the end of the project. The feedback, the engagement with the community, that's ongoing.
Yeah, this is termed a pilot project. And so the point of the project, it's a lower budget project for, you know, a real urban design intervention, but it's meant to really respond to the existing needs of the space, but also to continue to be of learning and adaptation. So the payphone that's not going over well. The residents don't like it. You know what? It can come out. Or, you know what? We need more tables and chairs out here. Or this type of chair, really, people aren't sitting in this chair. Let's think about getting that other type of chair that people are using. And there's so many ways for us to learn from this space, to adapt it over time, and then to use this process and these things that we learn in other spaces in our city. But we hope the quality of the furniture can certainly stand the test of time. We've got some really beautiful pieces that'll be part of the furniture. And some of the pieces are actually being custom fabricated locally. the wear and tear, it could last over 10 years, but we're really going to kind of set a 2-year period to do follow-up surveys and see the qualitative feedback on the space from residents, and also continue some of the, I mentioned the original study that pointed to this space as a highly sociable corner. How does this intervention either improve, hopefully improve that space for even more sociability?
How have you had to adjust the space, if at all, due to life under COVID-19?
Luckily, the space was designed to be very flexible and very adaptive. And so in our eyes, we haven't had to change the design really at all. Our whole process has been delayed due to, unfortunately, install factory shutdowns that extended the period that the furniture would be able to get here. But the furniture itself is movable, so residents will be able to create a more distanced social environment there than they have now.
And then where can people go online to follow the progress to continue to give feedback?
So you can follow Chattanooga Design Studio either on Facebook or Instagram. One of the key project partners, we're thinking about the activation and use of that space, will be Bingo's Market. And so they will be kind of a hub of activity and life on the street as we finish the project. And so stop by Bingo's Market to check in on the progress of the project, or follow the design studio on social media.
All right. Lindsay, Beverly, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's been fun.